The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Tony Char is ensuing corner up in the air from Acosta. Paredes got touched to knock it down. Scramble the bodies right now and down. Larry's Bobby Alla didn't score all year. He scored in back-to-back playoff games.
Morning Brew. Opening up with the end of the soccer season, as it was mentioned on the text line. And just like that, suddenly no one cares about soccer again. Rapids lose to the Portland Timbers 1-0 in the Western Conference semifinals. Audio courtesy of Fox TV. No championship for your Colorado Rapids. Troy, were you watching that yesterday?
I was not. I'm not a soccer guy per se. I watch it at the highest levels. My sons have got me into, my oldest, and specifically into European soccer. So I'll watch that when it's on, you know, Euro. Like, but the Rapids had a great season. But, man, that's a paging Dr. Heimlich moment. You're a one seed. You're at home. You had the bye, and you lose. I get it. You know, the nuanced game of 0-0, and it was a great game. You still lost at home. And that's a tough way for any season to end. Tough one for the Rapids. I knew they were having a good season. I didn't realize it was that good, but man, that is a heart in a blender loss.
Yeah, they say defense wins championships, but when you're the number one seed and you don't score, it makes it kind of tough. All right, next on the Morning Brew.
I ate them for like a month straight. No dinner, no lunch, no nothing. So I got sick of them, right? He was like, have you ever dunked them in milk? Like, no. It's like, you should try that. And I threw it in the milk. He was like, no, just dunk it, like put it in. I was like, bro, this is amazing, you know? So, and then I realized from now on, that's a every night snack for me.
Giannis Antetokounmpo and his Oreos bring in the NBA champions to Denver tonight. Could you eat Oreos and look like Giannis? The Greek god of basketball has a diet of Oreos and now milk.
And he had that famous thing right after they won the NBA title. He went to the Chick-fil-A drive-thru and got like an order of 50 nuggets.
50 piece.
Yeah, he has got all the body fat of a Snackwell's cookie. I mean, he is an Adonis in every way. But he remember his kid-like enthusiasm when he was talking about dipping Oreos. It was just, oh, my God. This was just like an epiphany that, this is the greatest thing ever.
He had a tweet a couple years ago, too, where he had just tried his first smoothie. And it was like, America's the greatest country in the world because he tried a smoothie for the first time. Look, we want the Nuggets to win. They need to get off the schneid. Hopefully, Jokic is back tonight. But how can you not like Giannis, right? I mean, that guy going through the finals last year, you know, beating Brooklyn the way to get there. Like, I'm a huge Giannis fan. You can't knock him. And if he can do it on a diet of milk and Oreos, you know, God bless him. Next on the Morning Brew.
What is LeBron looking for? We got a fan that's got a little unruly, and LeBron is pointing it out to the officials, and what they're going to do is they're going to put them out. I don't know. Well, clearly, I wouldn't know what they said. They're on the other side of the court, but they're putting them out.
Lakers TV a couple nights ago in Indianapolis, after LeBron had to sit a game, he got a little testy with a couple of fans and got them run. What do you think of the King forcing fans to get ejected? They save up all their money, plan all year long to go see the Lakers and the great LeBron James, and he gets them run out.
Yeah, I don't like it as a precedent to where an athlete can just kind of walk around, and especially one of his stature, just saying, just throw this person out. It was my understanding of following on social media that these two fans were saying stuff about Bronny, his son, you know, wishing ill health and injury upon his son, and that's what sent him over the edge. If, in fact, that's the case, I mean, I'm not, that's indefensible. If you want to go to a fan and cheer against a player, be smart, Alki, be funny, be interesting. Just rooting against someone and to have them get injured or ill health, that's not funny. Like, that's why, like, just because you buy a ticket doesn't allow you to do anything. You can have, you know, have your beers and enjoy it and get a little bit out of character, but to root for injury and that stuff, to me, that's where it goes too far. I don't like an athlete. You would hope, in terms of the optics of it, someone would have told the refs. So it comes from security to refs, and then the refs walk over, because it makes it look like LeBron can literally do crowd control. That's not a great look for him, but I do understand if it was, you know, his son was getting disparaged, why it bothered him. But that needs to be, especially those lower bowl, I mean, you're talking seats on the floor, that has to be managed a little better by security. That needs to come from security to game official to then handle it, not players handling crowd security, because that gets into that whole malice in the palace, fans against players, and it gets the tension. I don't like that. That, to me, is a little bit unhealthy. Security needs to be involved more than the player trying to do crowd control.
Yeah, be a good fan. What was his last name? Robin, the guy that used to be in Washington. Back in the day before there were the Wizards, when there were the Bullets, the attorney, really smart guy, really creative heckler, just got on everybody behind the bench. The players love that guy, right?
Because it was creative.
Yeah, and it wasn't hurtful. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't distasteful, disgusting things about your family. It was fun, right? And players love it. They'll interact with you, you know, if you're a smart fan about it. Be a good fan. All right, one more on the Morning Brew. Let's have some fun today.
4 or 5 years ago, you were wondering if you'd ever get your chance in this league, in this job. How gratifying is it to be the number one leading coach on the Avalanche win list?
I mean, it's an honor to be coaching this team. I've said that before. I'm grateful. I'm thankful to be here, especially after the first year. So for me, it's satisfying, but it's not the reason I came. You know, it's to move up a list, or, you know, I enjoy coaching the team, and when our team plays well and we get rewarded for our hard work and we're all chipping in, try to accomplish the ultimate goal, and that's to win the Stanley Cup.
Jared Bednar must be doing something right, tying Bob Hartley on that Avalanche coaching win list, and now 6-0 without Nathan MacKinnon.
Yeah, it's been a nice run, and they've scored 36 goals in this stretch, in this 6-game winning streak. I mean, they are just explosive, just spewing lava right now. And Kadri, man, is he playing well. He's one of the top players in the league so far. I mean, we've joked that, you know, him getting suspended in the spring is a tradition like no other, like the Masters. They need him. They need it. This version of Kadri could be a difference maker in the playoffs, because unfortunately for the Avs, the expectation has been set so high, it's hard to pay too much attention to it until the playoffs. Like, they've started the last two seasons, maybe three, as the Stanley Cup favorite. At some point, they got to get at least to the Western Conference Finals. So can they find that kind of grits over glitz this year? Is that Kadri? Is he the secret sauce? But they're on a nice run. Congratulations to Coach Bednar. You know, he, after a really clumsy start, they have pieced it back together.
Avs in Dallas tonight. Nuggets at home against the Bucks. Sandy will be in. Sandy Clough with your postgame shows this evening, as we've got it for all 164 regular season games, your Avs and Nuggets postgame shows. That's the Morning Brew on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.